Thanks for downloading this free audio sermon from Bethel Church, Coventry. For more audio downloads, updates on the building project and other information, why not visit us online at www.bethelcoventry.org.uk.
There wasn't a reading because most of the sermon is scripture and it was difficult to know what scripture to bring for the reading. That also means that as I preach, a large percentage of what I'm saying is scripture. So if you want to argue with the rest of it, that's fine, but don't argue with the scripture. According to the New Testament, if you look at it, you see that one of the main aspects, one of the main themes running through the New Testament epistles is that of relationship. It talks about our relationship with God, it talks about our relationship with the world out there, and it talks about our relationships within the church, brothers and sisters. Our relationships with one another. And you can discover, as you research those in the New Testament, where I've got this title from, One Anotherness. One Anotherness, because there's so much. That's the focus of my message this morning. I want to talk about one anotherness being established on a correct footing within the church. One anotherness, how it can be maintained within the church, and one anotherness, how it can be repaired, as is the case occasionally. I shall be using some of the one anotherness verses of the New Testament epistles. It can only be an overview because there's so many there. I have an awareness of them because it has been a theme that ran right through my time as a pastor in the church. In fact, Owenna, my wife, said over the past few months, she kept referring to the series that I preached on one anotherness. And I thought, I've never preached a series on it. It just so happens to be there as a thread going through. So I'm aware of one anotherness, but I'm not very good at it. And if I'm not very good at it, I suspect that many of us find it difficult. So, are you good at one anotherness? Let's test this out and see, shall we? The first and most obvious one is love one another. It's foundational. It's what all the others are built upon, in fact. Our relationships should be built, founded on our love for one another. John, who was known as the Apostle of Love, he wrote an awful lot about this. And clearly it was an important theme for him. For example, he said in 1 John 4, 9-11, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And having laid that foundation, he then says, dear friends, since God loved us, we also ought to love one another. And there's a lot more in John's epistles about love. But this instruction is given greater emphasis by Peter. In his first letter, he says, love one another deeply from the heart. And also Paul in his letter to the Romans 12 verse 10. Be devoted to one another. This is deepening and expanding the concept of love and loving one another. And notice this too. It doesn't say love those fellow believers with whom you get on well with. Because what I want us to grasp is I am one, you are another. And I was tempted to do what the American preachers do. But when they do it, I hate it. So I won't. I'll tell you what I would have done had I been in America or an American preacher. I'd have said, turn to the person next to you and say, I am one, you are another, and God loves us. Aren't I kind? Not making you do that. So clearly the love that is being spoken of is not just about emotions, because you can't order someone to love someone. You can't order someone to have feelings towards someone. It's much more than that. The love being spoken of is what is taken from the Greek word agape, or in America, agape, a word that's rarely used outside of Scripture. And here are some definitions of agape. A sacrificial love that voluntarily suffers inconvenience, discomfort, and even death for the benefit of another without expecting anything in return. Now you see how difficult it's going to be to match up to the New Testament concept of love one another. And another one that I am very fond of, the highest form of love that regards the object of that love as infinitely precious. So again, I could ask you to turn to the person next to you and say, you are infinitely precious to God. So it's a word that describes the kind of love that Jesus has for the Father and demonstrated also to us, to you and me. It says in Scripture, doesn't it? God so loved the world. How many of you are in the world? In the general sense, not in the religious sense. We are all in the world. And God so loved the world, therefore God loved you so much. You and me. God sees us all as infinitely precious. So the love that he's talking about is a love that is seen in action. It's not necessarily seen in how you feel towards someone. It's a love that's seen in action. God so loved the world that he gave. His love was so great that he took action to redeem us. He gave. Again, John's first epistle, dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. Love in action. What does that mean in practice? Well, again, you turn back to the Scripture. You find in 1 Corinthians 13 that tremendous passage on love. And Paul is saying, this is how it actually works. This is it in practice. How we should love. And you are probably, most of you, familiar with those concepts there. It's something that is seen in action. And when you read 1 Corinthians 13 description of love, you will also see that it's what Jesus personified. So you could say love is, or Jesus is. And if you really want to find it tough, you can read, I should be, but I'm not. Expressions of love. So that's the foundational bit. That's what all the other one anotherness verses come out of. But I just want to, before I move any further, say that when I was doing my research, I found that nowhere does it say, only if you feel like it. That's a challenge too, isn't it? Only if you feel like it. So, that's the foundational bit. Some of the one another verses tell us how to maintain the relationships between brothers and sisters. And others tell us how to repair them when they go wrong. Here's some of the maintenance one another verses, which are really an outworking of love one another. In this section, I'm going to put several together. And I warn you, if we're all honest enough to face these, we'll find them difficult. Romans 12:16, live in harmony with one another. The trouble is, you know those that you can live in harmony with, and you know those that you can't. I'll have to be careful of what the preachers often do. You notice what I did? Those you can live in harmony with, and those that you can't. I didn't mean that. But you know, sometimes it's difficult, personalities and so on. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10, agree with one another. Ephesians 4, 2 and 3, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And 1 Peter 5, 5, clothe yourself with humility towards one another. Let's have a look at those verses just briefly. Live in harmony. It sounds good, but it's not always as easy as it sounds. But it's something we should strive for. Now, fortunately, the Scripture, therefore God, recognizes that it's not always easy. And the things that he would wish for us and instruct us in are not going to work out. And here he said that it's not easy. We see it in verse 18 of that reading. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. But do try. Ephesians 4, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. 1 Corinthians 1:10, agree with one another so that there may be no divisions among you and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought. And so a line from a song, from a musical came to mind. To quote that song from My Fair Lady, wouldn't it be lovely? Matthew 3, a Bible commentator, said this. I'm going to read it, and sometimes his language is a bit archaic, but in the great things of religion, be of one mind. And where there is not unity of sentiment, still let there be union of affection. Agreement in the greater things should extinguish divisions about the lesser. And perhaps what we need to do is, in grace, learn at times to agree to disagree. There's an awful lot of movement between churches in Coventry, maybe the rest of the country, I don't know. And sometimes, you know, it's over silly little things that are the lesser things, and we let them affect us and move us on. And Satan is saying, oh, you can't fellowship with them, you know, time to move on. And so there's a lot of movement going on. When Ephesians says, bearing with one another in love, bearing with one another, Matthew Henry says again, by meekness, that excellent disposition of soul which makes men unwilling to provoke and not easily to be provoked or offended. How easy are you provoked? And he goes on, we find much in ourselves for which we can hardly forgive ourselves. Therefore, we must not be surprised if we find in others that which we think it hard to forgive. Now, the next subsection, I called, it's not all about me. It's not all about me. And we have one another verses that emphasize this. So often we walk the Christian walk in a sort of bubble about what affects me and what doesn't. And we've got to turn our eyes out. 1 Thessalonians 5:11, encourage one another and build one another up. You know, in the Psalms, David spoke to his own heart. He said, why are you cast down within me? Trust in the Lord. So he was addressing himself. You know, Sometimes we do that a lot, but forget we need to be encouraging one another. It's not all about me. Hebrews 10:24, spur on one another towards love and good deeds. And James 5:16, pray for one another that you may be healed. Now, all of these I know warrant a sermon or two themselves. But I just want to leave that section with this question. Where is the focus for you? On self or on others? Check out other ones too. Serve one another. Galatians 5:13. Ephesians 5:21. Submit to one another. Are you going to do that? A couple of extras. 1 Peter 4:9. Offer hospitality to one another. In 2 Corinthians 13:12, and in quite a few other places, greet one another with a holy kiss. Now, if I can help anybody on this. But seriously, the culture at the time was men giving men a holy kiss. And we have to be careful, don't we? But Owen and I stand at the door, and Owen offers the hugs, and I offer the handshake. So that's one another's established in love. It's one another's maintained. And finally, one another's repaired. Now, there's a guy sitting at the back who will tell you, maintain your car and it's less likely to need repair. Seems obvious, doesn't it? But that principle applies to relationships too. There will be times when repair or restoration is needed. Paul wrote in Philippians 4:2, I plead with Euodia and Syntyche to agree with one another in the Lord. Repair that relationship, he's saying, because it's affecting the whole church. When relationships break down, it's not a question of I'm right and you're wrong. It's not a question of there's a wrong way of doing it and there's my way of doing it. But sometimes we get so fixed and it's so clear-cut in our minds that we approach disagreements, upsets within the church, in an adversarial kind of way, as if we're in a court of law. I present my case, you present yours. And often you think, are we talking about the same issue? Jesus said, if a brother sins against you, go and show him his faults, just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won him over. Right? Listen to that last phrase. You will have won him over, not you have won. And often we go into it, that's the outcome we're looking for. But the outcome should be that we've won over our brother. We've repaired the relationship. So it's a question of restoring, restoration, of reconciliation. And that's the whole mission that Jesus undertook when he came to earth to die in our place. It was to reconcile us to God. That's a major principle for him. Galatians 6:1. Brothers, if someone is caught in sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. 2 Corinthians 2:5. I urge you, therefore, to reaffirm your love for him. When the prodigal returned, he wasn't punished. He was restored. Love for him was affirmed, reaffirmed. And there was a great party. The crucial one another-ness principle that's needed in repairing and restoring is that of forgiveness. Colossians 3:13 13, forgive whatever grievance you may have against each other. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. That's the standard. Not, yes, but if you knew, and so on. We are to forgive just as God has forgiven us. Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another just as Christ forgave you. We all need to forgive and to be forgiven. C.S. Lewis famously said, everyone says that forgiveness is a lovely idea until they have something to forgive. Just as Christ forgave you. Christ forgave me. And Paul says in Philippians 2, and your attitude should be the same as Jesus Christ. One anotherness. It's things we should do in order to establish, to maintain, and if necessary, to repair relationships. But there are also things that we ought not to do. And in various places in Scripture, we will find those. James writes, don't slander, don't grumble. Proverbs, don't gossip. And so on. But for now, establish, maintain, repair relationships. I wonder what one another verse has the Holy Spirit laid on you this morning. It's difficult to put all of these things into practice with the whole of Bethel, let alone the whole of Christ's church kingdom-wide. It's difficult to put these things into practice in isolation too. There's a need for us to make ourselves available to be loved, encouraged, prayed for. So as a starting point, I would ask, are you a member of a house group? Do you think you ought to be? In order to be able to practice one anotherness. Do you practice hospitality? If we're in a right relationship with God, if we establish, maintain, and repair relationships with one another, maybe we will begin to discover that people are saying, see how these Christians love one another. And Jesus said, didn't he? Love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. And as the New Testament's expanded all those thoughts in the epistles, as they see you love one another, pray for one another, bear one another's burdens, forgive one another, and so on. Maybe then we will begin to discover that people are saying, there's something different about these people. And that will be creating possibilities for developing relationships with the lost, which was the other aspect of relationship, the relationship with the world out there. I want to encourage you with these two verses from Malachi chapter 3. And I'm drawing to a close now. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. On the day when I act, says the Almighty, they will be my treasured possession. You are a treasured possession. Everyone else is another treasured possession. So let us practice one anotherness. I leave you with one phrase that Mary, the mother of Jesus, spoke to the servants on the day of the wedding. Whatever he says to you, do it. Let's pray. Father God, we want to thank you for your word. And particularly as we see in there more and more the things that we ought to know in order to live lives that are worthy of the name of Jesus. The things that help us to develop and to grow into the church that you want us to be. Forgive us where we failed in many of these aspects. And may your Holy Spirit highlight anything that is lacking. And may we determine in our very being to be people of one anotherness for the sake and for the glory of his name. Amen. Chris, I hand to you, brother, for our communion.
You have been listening to a broadcast here from Bethel Church in Coventry. For more information and other sermons, why not visit us online at www.bethelcoventry.org.uk.